Welcome to Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
I'm excited about the word. As you heard, we have been away. As you know, we were away for 2 weeks. I said to a lot of the team, thanks guys, thanks team, that's beautiful. We could go on worshiping. We won't get anywhere else except there. We were away for 2 weeks. I said to the team, to some of the guys, I said it was one of the best 2 weeks that we have had. It was 2 weeks where we really came home and our hearts were full to overflowing. Our spirits were full to overflowing because we were able to, for the first time in many, many years, I went on holiday without taking my computer with. And that's thanks to Leah, Russ, Kath, Janelle, these two that have started. They tag team with me, high-fived me as I walked out the door. It was such a blessing knowing we have a team here, Chris and Julie as well, Shola and them, the whole intercession. We have a team here that is really strong. And I want to say to you, before I get into the message quickly, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at the time. Can we stop the clock, please? Is this. We are blessed. Don't take for granted what we have. We are really blessed in this place. There is an open heaven over this house that I tell you, other places and other pastors, other denominations would give what for. We have it. Appreciate our worship team, appreciate our intercessors, appreciate our kids, our youth pastors, appreciate the team that we have. We are truly blessed. Pauline and I really realize that we are as the mother and the father of this house, we are more than blessed. We are so privileged and honored to have a family like you. So thank you. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for loving us. And thank you for being here constantly. We really appreciate it. I will tell you a little bit more about that later. As Paulina stole my thunder, we have been learning about fearless in faith, and our very own Chris Willis basically hit. Pastor Wayne did a good job. Chris Willis did a great job. All right, don't tell Pastor Wayne I said that. I know it's been recorded. Can you please remove that, Chris Little, from the podcast? But Chris said something. I was at 36,000 feet on the way back between Auckland and Melbourne, and one-liner, our picture of God shapes how we steward everything. Wowza. That was a wowza. 36,000 feet, picture, I'm sitting in the middle. Got a wifey on this side. I have a big fella on this side. Big fella. And I'm like this in between the two. And I'm like, wowza. And this guy, big fella, he's sitting on the aisle. He's looking, what is going on? He's got his headphones in. And I listen to it again, and I listen to it again, and I am wowzoing. I'm whoa. I'm getting the revelation. Eventually, this guy's hanging in the aisle. The guy's going to the toilet, or like in, to try and get past him. It was actually quite funny at the end of the day. But you know what? I wrote this down on my boarding card because I didn't have a pen. I didn't have a notebook. I wrote this down. The way you see God will determine how you live before him. If you see God as distant, you will live independently. If you see God as controlling, you'll live cautiously. If you see God as harsh, you will live in fear. If you see God as absent, you'll live anxiously. But if, I can show you my boarding card. I wrote, but if, and then I crossed the if out, and I wrote, when. But when you see him rightly as good, loving, caring, a faithful father, you naturally live in alignment with his kingdom. That's a good word. At 36,000 feet. That was revelation. By the way, my sermon was scribbled on the two. So don't tell me you can't prepare a sermon when you're up at 36,000 feet. You can. Folks, I want you to know this morning that Pauline and I, our one desire, our heart's desire, whilst leading this location, whilst being in ministry, whilst being on this planet, is that you or whoever is in our sphere that you encounter, not know, but encounter your loving Father, that you walk as sons and daughters of the Most High God, and that you witness heaven invading your space and your place constantly. That's our heart. That is our heart. That in your faithfulness towards Him, you become so fearless. Fearless meaning without hesitation in your faith in Him. That you read His word and you don't hesitate. You do. That you take the 7,000 promises that are there and you expect them to manifest in your life. Because you know what? We cannot be moved anymore by what we hear, by what we see, or by what we feel. We cannot. We can only be moved by what the Word says and what Holy Spirit guides us to. Amen? Amen. That's it. We are going into a lot of unknown territory in this world of ours. A lot of unknown territory. And the only constant is God. The only constant is God. As you know, we've just been into America, and Pauline and I were actually joking. We were like, you know what, if we get pulled over by the cops, we will just put on a very strong South African accent. We'll just say, I'm sorry, man, but we are visiting from South Africa, actually from Australia. And, you know, hopefully they will just be a little bit more gracious and allow us, you know, that driving on the wrong side of the road kind of. I mean, what is it with them? Seriously, can it not just be a little bit normal? But you know, putting on an accent, a big, strong South African accent or whatever accent it is, does not excuse you from the laws and the principles of that land. You are bound by their laws and principles, even driving on the wrong side of the road. Because you know what? If you want to enjoy the freedom and not be locked up, if you want to enjoy America and not be locked up, you need to abide by their rules, correct? And I want to say this as well. Good segue, JJ. With God's kingdom, if we are to live in the abundance of His kingdom, then we must begin to live according to how His kingdom works. We have to. We need to live according to His kingdom principles, to the spiritual laws. So the title of this message today is Laws of the Harvest, Living by Kingdom Principles. Lord Jesus, help us. Holy Spirit, help us. Reveal to us. I don't know about you. I don't know if you realize, but you know what? We can love God, but still live frustrated. We can be sincere, but not be fruitful. We can be faithful but still confused, just like the disciples. The disciples were still confused because they still didn't understand what He was doing or what it was all about, what this whole kingdom principle was all about. So we can be really faithful but still confused. I don't know if you've ever stopped and asked yourself why we feel this way. Because at the end of the day, a truly surrendered life to God cannot stay empty. It cannot. It has to be fruitful. It becomes fruitful. A life that is truly surrendered to God cannot, folks, it cannot stay empty. It becomes fruitful. You just got to look at Jesus. Jesus walked on this earth as man and as God. And as man, His life was fruitful. Amen. The ultimate being what? You and I are saved today because of His life. You just got to look at the book of Acts. The book of Acts, they devoted themselves to teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of the bread, to prayer. They met daily together. They met daily. And the Lord added to their number, beginning with 3,000. Now, hello. We have a problem when He adds 3,000 to our numbers. Guess what? The youth will be in here, and we will be next door in our new sanctuary. That's prophetic. Let's get excited. And so we can go through the whole history books where we see, even to this day, fully surrendered people have signs and wonders following them. Fully surrendered people live in an abundance. And I don't know about you, but a thing that is really bugging me is why are we not seeing so much fruit within the Church of Australia? We have to start asking this question. The only answer that I come to is this, and this is what I was contemplating at 36,000 feet, is the church truly aware of how God's kingdom works? Do they grasp it, and then do they follow it? Because it's one thing to know, but it's another thing to do. We have to be hearers of the word and doers, and doers. So as I study the Word of God, I find that the kingdom of God is not random. The kingdom of God is not coincidental. The kingdom of God is actually ordered. You see, God didn't make man and put them in darkness. He didn't create Adam and Eve and go, oh, oops, they can't see what they're doing. He didn't create Adam and Eve and say, oh, sorry, I forgot to organize food for you. Let's just get an Uber. No. What did he do first? He created the heavens and the earth. He formed light. And then every living thing. There was an order. And then he made humanity in his image to rule and reflect him. And then he declared it all very good. I repeat, the kingdom of God is not random. We got to stop thinking it's random. The kingdom of God is not coincidental. Oh, she'd be right, mate. It'll happen if it happens. No. The kingdom of God is ordered. So let's open our Bibles. I hope you have your Bibles this morning. Let's open our Bibles to Genesis 8, verses 21 to 22. Genesis 8, 21 to 22. Context. This is after the flood. Man was naughty. God had a gutful. He says to Noah, make a boat, a big boat, a big, 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 big boat, and get animals in there, get your family in there, pours down rain, everybody drowns, everything's dead, and then he comes after the flood had subsided, after the waters had subsided in 2021. The Lord said in his heart, I love it, the Lord said in his heart, hello, he's a good father who has a heart. The Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, looking at all the youth now, okay, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. That right there is a good word. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. He will not destroy everything as he has done. 22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Wow. My wife is happy for this scripture. Cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night. I mean, these are pretty logic, right? They are really, really logic. But one thing that I ask is, do we grasp one of the most foundational way God's kingdom works? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Hello, this is a kingdom principle. I am not talking finances. So relax. Take a deep breath. I'm not talking finances here. You'll see. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. Put it another way, as long as the earth exists, this pattern remains. Seed, time, harvest. When we think of that, we think agriculture. I mean, my grandpa back in Zimbabwe, he was a farmer. So I know about seed. I know about planting. I know about harvest. We think agriculture. But may I remind you, as in the spirit, so as in the natural, so in the spiritual. Yes? Meaning this kingdom principle is actually for every area of your life. Every area. Your spiritual life, your relationships, your decisions, your future, your physical, your finances, and so I can go on. Your life, hello, is not random. Your life is being shaped by what is being sown. That's a bit out there. You have to realize this today, church. Your life is not random. Your life is not coincidental. It is being shaped by what is being sown. It's a scary thought. Very scary thought. Let's turn to another scripture. Galatians 6:7. We all know this very well. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, underline the word that. If you have a physical Bible, underline that word, that he will also reap. Do not be deceived. That's strong language. Let's put it in plain English. Don't fool yourself. Do not be deceived. Actually means it is possible to live a self-deceived life. What do I mean by self-deceived? It'll just work out. It doesn't really matter what I do because, you know, God is God and God will have his way. She'd be right, mate. You know, God will come through anyway. Oh, I don't have to do anything. I know I'll reap something along the way. No. This scripture says to me, what you sow, that you reap. Don't deceive yourself. Don't fool yourself. I have said this many times, the spiritual is more real than the natural because the spiritual created the natural. Don't fool yourself. We've got to stop fooling ourselves. We've got to stop thinking that everything will just be hunky-dory. Then it says God is not mocked, which literally means that we make a fool of him. We treat him with contempt. And now another way of putting this is you cannot ignore God. You cannot live however you want and expect no consequences. Why? Because he sees everything. He knows everything. He is God Almighty. He is everywhere, at every place, at every time, all the time. He is God. Secondly, your life will eventually reflect. Your life will eventually have the harvest of what you choose to sow. Because for whatever one sows, that he or she will also reap. Which reveals to me this thing again. Kingdom principles don't work on intention. They work on seed. Oh, I intended to live a good life. No. What seed have you sown? I'm going to go there. Your life right now is the harvest of seeds you didn't realize you were planting. We have to realize everything is a seed. Your habits, the good and the bad, seed. Conversations. Life and death lie in the power of the conversations. Seed. Priorities. What you put first shapes what grows. Your time. Your time. What you invest in today becomes your tomorrow. Now listen. Hear my heart. Hear my heart. This isn't meant to scare you. This is to make you aware so that you and I as the church can realize that living fearless in faith means your choices matter more than you think. I need you to realize that living fearless in faith, God takes your life more seriously than you do. Living fearless in faith, there are spiritual consequences to how you live, the seeds that you sow, and you are always sowing. The question is into what? The question is into what? Folks, this is not about punishment. It's not about punishment. It's about revelation. It's not saying God's trying to catch you out. It's a reminder God has established a kingdom principle you and I cannot bypass. He will not be mocked. Don't fool yourself. Whatever is sown, that he will also reap. In other words, the seed determines the harvest. If I sow corn, what do I reap? Lemons? Corn. If I plant an orange tree, what do I reap? Mandarins. Kiwi fruit. No. Oranges. The seed determines the harvest. Every day we are sowing. Your prayer life, you are sowing. Your words, you are sowing. Your conversations, you are sowing. Listen to this. Your thoughts, you are sowing. Boom! That is wowza right there. Your thoughts, Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Oh, my goodness. Is this helping? Is this helping? Our habits, our thoughts, our habits. In other words, whatever we give ourselves to, we are sowing. And sometimes we look at our lives and we ask, why is this happening? The kingdom question is, what has been sown? That's ouch. I know it's ouch. But yeah, it's going to get better. Look at your neighbor and say, I hope it gets better. Folks, hear me today. Your life right now is a field. Something is growing in it. Not condemnation, revelation. Let's just look at some of the areas of our lives. Spiritual life, your spiritual life. You sow prayer, guess what? You reap intimacy with God. You sow in the word, you walk in the truth. Truth as sons and daughters of God. You live and think differently. You sow in worship. Guess what do you reap? Awareness of his presence. That's how come his presence is our priority. That's how come we linger longer. Here from the stage. And I want to say to our team, you know, we've just been at a pastors and leaders conference where there is an open heaven. We have it here. Our team hosts his presence well. Really well. Really, really well. Let's give our team a massive round of applause. Character. You sow discipline, you reap freedom. You sow compromise, you reap consequences. Relationships. You sow into people and you reap a loving family. You sow honor and you reap trust. You sow bitterness, you reap division. You see, the relational world you live in tomorrow is being planted by how you treat people today. Finances. You sow generously, you reap provision. Folks, we cannot outgive God. We cannot outgive God. You sow stewardship, you reap increase. You sow greed, what do? You reap lack. You see, a closed heart leads to closed hands, which leads to a closed life. Words, your words. Sow your words, you reap life. You sow encouragement, you reap life-giving culture. You sow negativity, guess what? You reap heaviness and conflict. Your words are not just sound. Your words are not just sound. They are seeds. Time. Sow time, reap outcomes. Sow time into what matters, you reap purpose. Sow time into distraction, and you reap regret. I'm going to go there. Show me where you spend your time and I'll show you your future harvest. Teens, young adults, screen time, parents, you and your kids, screen time. What future do you want for them? Show me where you spend your time and I'll show you your future harvest. Screen time 5 hours a day? Or Bible 5 hours a day? Where do you think you'll reap your purpose? Where do you think you'll get wisdom? Where do you think you'll build relationships? Screen time, Bible time. Screen time, prayer time. TV time, God time. Okay, moving on. Take a deep breath. Here's the challenge. The revelation is you sow, you reap. Everything we have is seed that we sow, which means we are forever reaping. But here's the challenge. Do not grow weary. Paul continues in Galatians 6:9. So just a couple of verses down. He says, let us not grow weary while doing. Can I say it a different way? Do not grow weary whilst sowing good seed. All right? Do not grow weary while doing good, for in, it's up there, you can read it. For in due season we will reap, there's that word, if we do not give up. In due season we will reap. There is something between seed and harvest, and it's called time. Guess what? God calls it due season. Due season means an appointed time. Folks, here is the revelation. Your harvest is not missing, it's scheduled. That's a word. Somebody needs to hear it. Your harvest is not missing, it's scheduled. In due time, in due season. They didn't react. Your harvest, do not grow weary. This is where faithfulness gets tested. This is where your faith, because what? Guess what? Society is, do it now. It needs to be now. It's instant. God says, due season. A kingdom principle that he established straight after the flood at the beginning of time. Due season. Seed, time, harvest. Time. We want seed and harvest, and we want to white out time. It's a kingdom principle. I get it. I get it. You have been praying and nothing seems to change. You've been faithful and you have not seen fruit yet. You've been sowing, but the ground looks the same. And the temptation is to grow weary. Ekakeo is the Greek word, which means to fail in heart. It's a this thing. It's not a this thing. It's not a fun. It's not a physical thing. It's a heart thing. The temptation is to grow weary. And when we grow weary, what do? We stop. Oh, I think I'm just going to take a bit of a break. We pull back. And we play right into the enemy's. Right into the enemy's plan. We question, is it really worth it? Anybody ask that question? Or just my wife and Russ, the two pastors on the front row. I'm going to ask that question again. This is your time for the truth. The truth will set you free. Anybody else ask that question? All right. There's some of you that are being truthful. I haven't asked the question once. All 10 toes, 10 fingers. I've asked it many times. I've told you before, I've actually resigned. I'm done, God. I'm resigned. I'm not doing ministry any longer because it's not worth it. I said it. I'm not shy to say it because I'm a human being. But here he comes and says, don't grow weary. Don't pull back. Don't stop. Don't question whether it's worth it, because you know what? Faith is this. Faith is trusting what is happening beneath the surface. Your harvest is not absent. It's developing. I don't plant seeds today. By the way, I'm a gardener. Those of you who don't know, before I went away, I planted sweet peas. Does anybody know what sweet peas are? There's not the things you eat. There's the things you smell. The beautiful flowers. My mom used to plant. I planted sweet peas. Now, I went there the next day. Oh, you're not growing. What's your problem? Dig them out. Put them back in, cover them up. Next day, no, I left them. Believing my daughter would water them. Let's go somewhere else now, moving down the path. But guess what? When I came back 2 weeks later, oh, whoa! The ground had cracked. The little leaves were starting to come out. You see, that is it. Seed, time, harvest. Have I harvested the flowers yet? No, I don't. Haven't yet. But when I do, I'll put some on this table as a reminder. When am I going to harvest the flowers? Springtime. That's the season they normally flower. Seed, time, harvest. Seed, time, harvest. So JJ, what do I need to do? Well, first of all, don't stress. His mercies are new every day. Any amens on that? Bless you. Keep sowing those good seeds, people. Keep sowing them. And if the heart is not good, go to Dr. Jesus. Go for a heart checkup with Dr. Jesus. Ask him, Lord, what is going on in my heart? Heal my heart. Lord, I need a little bit of motivation right now. Help me, Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is your helper. But also remember this. In the kingdom, measure matters. Measure matters. Don't go, oh, I'll just be careful, I'll just hang back, I'll just wait, I'll just... No. 2 Corinthians 9:6, Paul says, whoever sows sparingly reaps will also reap. Whoever sows generously will also reap. The offering bucket, you're going through a tough time, the offering bucket comes to us, I'll tip God. Going through a tough time, oh, I don't feel like praying, but I'll just go and sit with him for 5 minutes just to tick the box. I'm going through a tough time. I don't really want to read the word of God. No. Those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly. So what am I saying? In the time that you, in the time, not the seed, not the harvest, in the time, continuously being generous in whatever you're doing. Continuous being generous. Because measure matters. And it's not limited to finances. It applies to every part of our life. Why? Because everything you have and do is seed. And the more you sow, the bigger your harvest. You see, this whole scripture is not about you giving to the church. It's about you giving to you. That's a revelation. The seed time and harvest is for you. God put it there for you. Not for anybody else, but for you. The life you want to live tomorrow is connected to the seed you are sowing today. And I've got to say this, the kingdom cannot operate on physical desire. The kingdom responds to seed. Why? Because the kingdom is bound by the kingdom principle God put into place way back in the beginning. You can change your future harvest. How? By changing your seed today. The way you speak, the way you live, the way you think, the way you act. You can change your future harvest by changing the seed you plant today. Now, you may not be able to control what has already been sown. It's understandable. But you can choose what you sow from today forward. You can choose. It's a choice. He's given us choice. Your past may explain your present, but it doesn't need to define your future. Doesn't need to define your future. Because this life with God is not a life of striving. It's a life of partnership. So when we step back and we see the full picture, we see that a life of fearless faith leads to surrender. A surrendered life aligns with God's kingdom principles. And a life aligned with God produces a good harvest. Produces a good harvest. The harvest you desire is connected to the life you're cultivating. So the question is not, it's not just, What am I believing? The question is, what am I sowing? And I leave that with you today. What are you sowing? What are you sowing? But I really sense in this room, and as I was praying yesterday and preparing yesterday and even at 36,000 feet, there's a lot of you that you're in the in-between season. And it's tough. I get it. Being there, done that. I'm actually writing the horror movie about it. It's not a good place to be. There's some of you that you've been sowing, but you feel unseen. There's some of you that have been sowing faithfully, and you feel not heard. You feel, I just wish there was a breakthrough. Let me remind you, your harvest is not absent. It's developing. Some of you have been really faithful. And I know some of you have been so faithful. Not only in attendance here, but you've been faithful in your family. Even though things have gone belly up. And I want to say to you today, God says, well done, good and faithful one. You know who you are. He sees you. But you feel that your life is unfruitful. And the temptation is knocking. Give up. There's a prodding and a poking where it hurts the most. I want to say that knocking is not God knocking. That's the enemy knocking. Because my God says, seed, time, harvest. There will be a harvest. There will be a harvest. There will be a harvest. Businessmen, businesswomen, there will be a harvest. There will be. Mums and dads, there will be. That prodigal, keep praying. There will be a harvest. Write this day down today. Write it down. Write it down in your journal. Mark it in your diaries. Mark it in your calendar. Because I declare there is a harvest coming. Do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. I want all heads bowed because I want to pray. I want to pray. If that's you, if you're feeling in the in-between season, you're feeling unseen, you're feeling unheard, not heard, you're feeling unfruitful, you're looking at your life, you're comparing your life to others, you're feeling weary and you want to give up, it's knocking. I want you to do a prophetic act this morning. If that's you, nobody looking around. But I want you to stop that knocking by standing up. Just stay where you are. Don't let pride rob you of this moment. If you're feeling weary, you're in the in-between season. You're feeling unseen, unheard. That's right. Stand. Because I want to pray. There's still people standing. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. Oh, the Lord is present, and where is holy? This is holy ground. We're standing on holy. This is just between you and God this morning. I hear the Father say to you this morning, my son, my daughter, I see you. I see you. My mercy is on you every morning. I hear you. I hear the cry of your heart. And I'm carrying you between the in-between seasons. Look back. One set of footprints. Right now, he is here. He's here. He's here in this place. And he's saying, don't give up. Don't give up. Stay planted. Stay faithful. Stay surrendered. I am just. And I do not forget, your harvest is coming. Just want everybody standing, and even I can't see who's standing, and that's a good thing. Just put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. If everybody can stand, everybody can stand. Because I know that there's been people that this has touched, that's making you think. And that's good. Because JJ is not here to tickle your ears. JJ is here to bring the word and break the word open, as did Chris, as did Pastor Wayne, so that you can walk in the truth, and the truth will set you free. I have this declaration that I want us all. I actually want the team to turn around. I want the team to say this over the microphones, because I want us all. Every single one of you that is here, this is a declaration for you. This is a declaration for your future. This is a declaration for your family. This is a declaration for your life. We're going to say it loud together. As I sow into the Spirit, I will reap life. As I sow in prayer, I will reap power. As I sow in honor, I will reap influence. As I sow consistently, I will reap a harvest I cannot contain. As I sow my tithes and offerings, I will reap more than enough, that I will not have room enough to store it all. As I continue to sow the right seeds, I will reap a life fearless in faith, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This is holy ground. Come on, let's just sing it all together. I'm standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where is holy. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. This is holy ground. I'm standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where He is holy. Father God, we come to you this morning. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for fresh eyes, Lord God. Lord, we repent of the seed that has not been life-giving seed. We repent now on behalf. I stand in the gap as father of this house. I stand in the gap. I repent on behalf of this family for any seed which is not kingdom seed. Forgive us, Lord. Majority of us never knew. We never realized, but now we do. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to sow good seed. Holy Spirit, help us in the time period to have the heart of perseverance to push in and push through so that we can see the great and mighty harvest, not only in our lives, Lord God, but in the lives of those around us. Lay your hand on your neighbor. As we lay our hands on our neighbors, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you will keep us accountable. Keep us accountable and keep one another accountable to this word. That at all times, we will even pull one another up and ask the question, what seed are you sowing right now? Father, I declare that this family is a family that has a great harvest, that is busy developing, And Lord, not long from now, there's not going to be room enough to store the blessings that we have. There's not going to be room enough, Lord, in this place for those who want to come and be part of this family, not because we're great, but because you are forever present. We ask these things in the wonderful, great and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's give God praise. Let's give God praise.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in Him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that He is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.